Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the show on Kelly's Holistic Healing. Today, I'm offering free divining through psychic readings. If anybody has any particular areas in life they'd like a little clarity on with a mini reading, these are going to be short mini readings. Please call in. The number is 713-955-0408. I have been a natural-born reader and healer and practicing professionally for 19 years now. For more information, you can see my website, www.kellyroy.com, K-E-L-L-I-E-R-O-Y.com. I offer healing work via distance and in person in my office here in Osterville, Massachusetts. I also offer phone readings. And what I do is I tune into the energetic vibrations of the situation. And I see deep roots and blocks and even strengths. So essentially it's that feeling tone associated with the situation that you need guidance on. And what happens is I use my divining abilities through my psychic sense. And divining is when you essentially allow the higher universal wisdom, which is the truth and the higher seeing into a situation. You allow that to flow through. And what I use are crystals to see that divining wisdom through. And also many types of tarot cards that I have. And so once again, welcome to Kelly's Holistic Healing on Blog Talk Radio for everybody out there. I truly enjoy giving people insight in using my authentic gifts. It's always, for me, it's a gift to be able to use your gifts, to be who you are naturally, and to be able to allow that to flow and to help people. So I know it's an odd time. It's 4:30 and, you know, there's probably people who are still working or who are driving. But if you're safe and you're able to call in, the number is 713-955-0408. Free readings today on the air. And I do this professionally if anybody's shy and they're interested in a private reading. They can go on my website, kellyroy.com. They can click on book a reading, and there's a 20-minute option, also a 40-minute option. And that way we can tune in deeper and, you know, you're not on air if you're shy. But at the same time, I try to keep it, you know, pretty surface on the air, nothing that's going to embarrass you. So, well, at least I hope so. I hope it wouldn't embarrass you. I try to be loving and encouraging. And so the number is 713-955-0408. There's 25 minutes left. If anybody would like to call in for a reading, I am going to talk a little bit about Kelly's holistic healing and what that means. So holistic healing, that's a word that everybody talks about, but what does it really mean? It's when you tune in and get to the deeper level of things for your entire self, mind, body, soul. And in my opinion, everything has an energetic vibration. So the things that I work on are things that increase that vibration that I think are important for myself and my clients. I'll pass that along too. And, you know, some of it's common sense, like getting enough sleep, you know, not having diet full of a bunch of starch, you know, not overeating, eating greens, and making time for stress reduction. That's a big deal to me. That's actually along with my title of what I do, Kelly's Holistic Healing Stress Reduction. So through that stress reduction term, I have modalities that I use that deeply relax people and help restore that natural energetic flow, that vital life force energy that we all have. And I do that through electromagnetic restoration. And I have many tools I use within that category as well. I use sound vibrational healing with some ancient instruments of mine, such as gong. And I tune in. I'm very intuitive. I tune into particular areas that need healing. And everybody's session is different, and every time you have a session, it will be different as well. Because I see different areas of the body that I need a certain vibration to go into. So I might use one gong, sound vibration in one area of the body, and I'm literally, if you're in person, I'm playing that instrument live. And if it's over the phone, what I do is I tune into your energetic vibration through my intuitive abilities and also with my energetic certifications through electromagnetic restoration. I'm tuning into your vibration and I'm acting as that channel to allow energy to flow. So once again, I may just cut this show short, Trister, because it's 4:30 and it's just an odd time, Eastern Standard Time, for people to call in. But I happen to have been free and it was very quiet here, so I'm like, I'm going to try it. So on this episode, I am doing free readings with anybody out there. At a particular area they want to have read, they can call. It's funny because sometimes it's like the switchboard is full. Right now there's nobody on there, so if some brave soul wants to call and you may get an even deeper reading because you'd be the only caller. So we have 713-955-0408 for guest calling for this free reading. And don't let the word psychic scare you. It's essentially a higher spiritual reading, allowing the divine information to flow through in a positive light. I don't go into details, in that negative light. When you're going to die, you're going to get an accident, like all that kind of stuff. My purpose is to tune in to help you in here and now live your best life and remove energetic blocks. So that's my purpose. And people seem to feel good. I call my readings healing readings at the same time. Everything that I do, really, as a holistic healer, is more mind, body, soul, your whole self. So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to talk about a cool experience I had in Lilydale. This would be a natural psychic. You're probably somebody that wants to go places where you're accepted. And where it's like, yeah, that's cool. I totally believe in this. And where your skills and your gifts are actually considered unique and special and people honor it. So Lilydale is a community of spiritualists. And spiritualists are, it's actually a particular type of religion, although they're non-dogmatic in the true sense, but they do believe in God. And Their whole thing is they like to prove life beyond death through mediumship. And mediumship entails as many details within that particular word, too. They have a whole book and definitions. It's pretty intense. But mediumship can be from your spirit guides, from spirits whom have passed over. So there's just more open-minded individuals over there. The energy is more open as well. So a couple years back, I went to Lilydale. Lisa Williams was doing a workshop there for mediumship development. And yes, I have always seen spirits, and I have always been a medium, although I don't, although I'm not, doing mediumship readings on the air or anything like that. It's a little bit more. It's something that I do on a smaller scale locally. I don't really put out their advertisement as much as the psychic stuff. So I did go to Lilydale, and the cool part of Lilydale was, or if you happen to be somebody like me, maybe the not so cool part was, there's just spirits all over the place, and they're getting ready to do readings. So they're chatting to each other about how to come through to the reader. which I found interesting. I stayed at the angel room or the angel house, and my room was like right next to a little coffee nook. And it's so funny because I stayed for 3 nights, and every night, all night long, I could hear and see spirits through my mediumship abilities over on the in the coffee nook side, or no, it was further from the foot of my bed. It was maybe like 20 feet away from me. Today, I recently got together and chatted to each other about exactly what symbolism they would use and what things they would talk about for the reading, which I found very interesting. You know, I certainly don't know everything, and I learn every day. I'm not God. I learn every day when I do readings or when I get messages from spirit. You know, it's just there's always something new to learn. And so I found it so interesting that the spirits actually chat together about how they're going to come through the medium for reading. It was amazing. Well, I guess it makes sense because every, like me, I'm an individual, and every psychic's going to be unique, just like every medium. So each medium is going to have different abilities and be able to tune in differently and see things differently. So they were just chatty. Those spirits were chatting for 3 nights. So yeah, I got no sleep. I don't know how any of the mediums get any sleep. I really do, because that's what people go there for. They go there to get readings from the mediums. So it's constantly spirit activity. Rather than my house, I have a shield up and I have a lot of white light around me, and not that there's, you know, dark spirits trying to come in or anything, but I just have that privacy. I have that soul contract with the spirits that they don't come into my home and it bother me. Because it's not healthy unless I'm giving a reading. But there, of course, I couldn't have that soul contract. That wasn't my home, and that's what people are there for. So there's these spirits all over the place. I know it's a total tangent story here, but it was very interesting. Lily Dale was fun. I do have somebody on hold, 954. We only have two left. There probably are going to be a few more people joining as well, so I will try to get to everybody. And I want to just say that the types of readings I do are very holistic, mind, body, spirit, and I get to the energetic roots of things. So expect that for the readings. And I am going to take this caller for a mini reading, 954. I'm about to pick up the call. Hello, welcome to Kelly's Source to Healing.
Hi, Kelly. I just came home and I found your website here, so I thought I would call in.
Sure.
I actually got some upsetting news regarding a move, and I don't know if you want me to give details.
Well,
or
what happens is I ask you for a particular life area, or if you have a specific question, ask that specific question, then I'll have more of a detailed specific answer for you.
Okay. It was regarding a move within the complex I'm in. And I just found out that I was promised an apartment, and I was getting packing and everything, and I'm not going to get that now. And it's a possibility of another one, but I have to wait on that now. And just the whole thing just kind of blew up and went a different direction. So I'm pretty upset about it.
So what's your question there? Because when you ask a question, that's when I get like a more detailed answer, because I'm just trying to make these very specific because they're mini readings on the air.
I understand. Okay, let me try to rephrase that.
So basically, I mean, it's obvious that you're wondering what's going to happen with your living situation, right?
Yeah, so I'm wondering if I should, if this other apartment that is now promised to me, and if they put it in writing,
well,
as I requested, will work out better.
I can stop you right there,
because
what I was hearing was that you're going to have to wait patiently. So I don't want you to make any drastic moves at the moment. I want you to just wait it out, because I do feel like if you just kind of ground yourself and take a breath, it's going to be okay. I don't feel like you're going to be homeless, you know. You do have a stable living condition right now, I'm feeling like, though. I don't think you're going to be kicked out of where you are right now, correct?
I have a bigger apartment, but it's been such a heavy burden on me financially. I was willing to downsize, you know, to try to balance budget better, and I don't see any other, you know,
that's
funds coming in.
I feel like you just be a little patient and wait, And everything, I just feel like it's all flowing as it should. And sometimes things happen and they surprise us along our life path, but it actually benefits us more in the future. So by waiting it out, I feel like this last minute change is actually divine, and it's something that's going to benefit you even more, believe it or not. I know it's hard to see right now, but I feel like even more positive because of that.
Do you feel that it is the place that they've offered that I will be going to then, or something
else?
What
I feel like is the place that you end up because of this change is going to be very positive and good for you. And so even though there was a little, like, last-minute change for you, wait and be patient because it's actually going to benefit you. That's just what I'm hearing from the universal
energy.
Because
where I'm at, I have to stay another 2 months till my lease is out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have to, you know, come up the funds just another month longer. But
right.
I just wondered if that's where I'll be going is what I'm promised now on the second attempt.
Well, like I said, the information that came through was wait and be patient, and it's going to be positive and flow to your liking. So I'm assuming it would be, but I can't, you know, I just tell you exactly how the information comes. I don't try to sugarcoat it. I try to be very honest and direct.
Are
I'm
you getting
like
a time frame? Because I waited a month for the other place. It needs a lot of work.
Well, I was only taking one question because I wanted to give everybody a chance, and we only have 12 minutes left, and there is somebody else waiting. So I'd have to take another card spread, and I'd have to ask, that would be a second question. I'd have to do another spread for that to get more information.
I see. Well,
but there's somebody else on hold. But I think that everything's okay. Let's put it that way and just take a breath and ground yourself. Okay?
All right. I thank you for that information.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
All right. 347. I am about to take your call. Hello, welcome to Kelly's Holistic Healing.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can I help you?
I wanted to know if you could, I think I'm going through like a, sort of like a transformation into like this new life. And sometimes it concerns me on how tired I get. So like the last couple of days, I've been really tired. I mean, granted, I have my period too.
No,
but I also seem to have this thing that's kind of, I get like sort of crazy with any like stacks of paper around, like any clutter, which is like in my old life, I used to have paper.
Can I just
stop
you for a second? Only because I'm trying to do mini readings on the air and give everybody a chance. Do you have a specific question you want to ask?
Just if you could do a reading about like just the tiredness and... Yeah, just like the not liking clutter. Just, I don't know, just so I can get some clarity. I don't know if the, I think just
you're
the
wondering
clarity.
Why you're so tired? Is that the question, though?
Yeah.
Because I can only take one question.
Yeah.
Is that the one you want to ask why you're so tired?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because if you go on my website, I'm in the medical field. I've worked in the medical field for 19 years, and I always say, if you have medical issues, please see your doctor. But I'll tune in and I'll let you know if there's anything energetically that I'm picking up on for you, okay? I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Okay, I'm looking at my crystal here because what I feel for you, the energy in your mind is very overwhelmed and a very type A personality. By the way, I'm not judging you. I'm just picking up on the energy here. Very type A personality, which can be exhausting. Everything, I feel like everything doesn't have to be perfect. You know, like what I'm trying to say to you is, if you take it down a notch and let go of some things and simplify, I think you're going to feel less tired because energetically the roots that I'm seeing that are causing the tiredness is just the fact that you trying to be a perfectionist and everything having to always be done on a certain time, because I have two kids too, so I know how it is. That's more exhausting you than the paper that you're seeing or the clutter. It's even deeper than that. Because I'm seeing it's like everything has to be perfect with you. It's just that you're that type of personality, which is great because you get a lot done, you know. I mean, I wish I had some of that drive, but right now it's just that can be completely overwhelming and draining. So I'm just hearing you need to tone it down a notch and simplify. Do you practice stress reduction? Because that would be helpful for you as well.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing is, like, I don't really know what exactly to do. Like, I try to stay in the moment and to, like, not think. Like, that's my new practice,
okay,
to try to just, like, not think.
Well, no, a lot of people think that's the case, to not think, but it's not, because your mind, it's a muscle, and you have neuronal synapses that are constantly firing, so there's no such thing as not thinking. That doesn't exist if you have a brain and you're alive. When you're dead, maybe, but no, not now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I do, as a holistic healer, I do teach stress reduction. I've practiced and taught meditation for quite some time, and unfortunately, we get caught up on that word meditation, but stress reduction is any type of activity or practice that is important to bring into your daily living. It's almost like a lifestyle change. It's not just like, oh, this one thing I'm going to do and it's going to cure me. Like, there's no quick fixes, really. It's something that you have to incorporate in your life. And I would say it's important to start with meditation and have that, incorporate into your life daily. And that's just going to help your mind come to a more peaceful place first, because it's your mind that, in my opinion, is causing that overwhelming that you're feeling.
Yeah, I do meditate. I mean, the only thing that seems to help me, which is not really like a good fix, but it's like just sleeping a lot.
And
so
you know what? You're actually the only caller right now, so I'm going to go in a little deeper with you about your meditation, because since I teach it, let me ask you a question. What do you mean?
Thanks.
Can you go into the details about when you say you meditate? How often do you do it?
Well, I'll say I try to do it at least once. I mean, I'll go through some days
once
that I feel like I need it a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. So exactly what are you doing when you say you're meditating?
I listen to the Silva method. Like, I'll listen to an audio, or I'll focus on my breathing with nothing at all.
Okay, so you're listening to either guided meditation or you're using the breath?
Yeah.
Okay. And then here's another question. Are you using that in your stressful states, or are you also using it in your regular daily practice when you're not, you know, overwhelmed by life?
I mean, I try to stop and do a deep breathing. Maybe I'll set an alarm clock to do it every, like, 60 minutes or something. Maybe I'll get into
reason I even asked you that question is because when we, like I said, there's no quick fixes and it's about a lifestyle change. So when we start to incorporate stress reduction, relaxation methods, meditation into our life on a regular basis, it's when we are not always in that frantic state, because we actually retrain our thinking and retrain our reaction to the thoughts. So you're not going to feel that anxiety in the first place as overwhelmingly as you may be feeling it now. So the gurus and the masters in meditation will tell you to start that before your day begins, because what happens is as soon as you get up and you start doing things, you're on, man. And it's like, okay, I got to do this and that and that and that and that. But when you're laying in bed, you know, maybe you could set the alarm 5 minutes before it's time to get up with the kids or something, and then keep that time for yourself and start the day with that silence and that quiet and the routine of just self-love through the practice of meditation. That is probably going to be more effective than just using it for an emergency basis, which I do recommend as well. You know, it's wonderful if you're feeling totally anxious to stop and focus on the breath, or, you know, do something to bring you back down. But I would suggest starting it in the morning before your day ensues. Do you understand?
Yeah. I mean, some days I just really don't feel like it. Like, I just woke up from sleep and, like, I just want to, you know, I journal. You know, I journal all the time.
So
I'll journal.
I think that's going to be beneficial if you start doing that. That's going to be more beneficial to you. But, I mean, if you think that there's a medical issue, of course, I'm going to tell you to go to the doctor and let him know, you know.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. I just trying to figure out new ways of doing life.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank
start
you.
There, because I find that when you sit in the silence and you start to truly feel your inner glow and your essence, you start to also get inspired and find out, ooh, this is truly me, and this is truly what I want to do with my life. You know?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, a lot of times I'll just wake up and I'll have like an idea.
It doesn't have to be meditation, because I know you said, oh, I like to journal and stuff too. Just more quiet time for yourself of contemplating. More quiet contemplation in a calm way.
Right, okay. But I thought that I was doing too much thinking, because I do think that that's what gets me
tired.
Well,
that's why I said quiet contemplation in a calm way. That's the key right there. If you're like a complete stress ball in that silence, then yeah, that's going to cause a lot of problems. So start with the meditation first. Just if you can get in a regular practice of that, really going to be beneficial to you.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, have a good day.
All right, take care, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys, thank you for calling in. There is 3 minutes left. So I could do a super mini quick reading and tune in if somebody has a very specific short question, or I could end actually with a guided meditation, which may be wonderful and very useful for everybody. So unless I get a caller, I'm going to end with a guided meditation. And what we're going to do is we're going to focus and come back to our body. Imagine your feet, your bare feet, on the nice grassy earth. Your feet feel so comfortable. It's a beautiful day. The birds are chirping. Feet on the earth are sprouting wonderful, strong roots deep into the healing energies of the earth. Now you're pulling up that wonderful healing energy of the earth up the roots into your feet, feeling that happy glow, your connection to Mother Nature, bringing that wonderful healing earth energy up your legs, into your hips, up your entire spinal column. That wonderful healing glow spreads in your head, into your mind, restoring yourself to perfect health and harmony. You feel that happy, joyful buzz in your whole body now. Tension and heaviness is being dissolved as the healing earth energy restores your DNA to perfect health. Surrounding your whole body and your aura with love and light, you feel completely restored and renewed, blocking your path with love and grace. And I just want to thank everybody for joining me on Kelly Holistic Healing. For more detailed private readings and private energy sessions, kellyroy.com, KellyRoy.com. I have been a private practitioner for 19 years now. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Have a great day. Bye-bye.